do you want to live? Who delivered us from so great a death, and doth deliver, in whom we trust, that he will yet deliver us? 2 Corinthians 1:10. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it, and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Psalm 41:3. At what seems emotionally as the end of yourself, you find that you, quite surprisingly, have taken another breath. Well, that's it then, you think. Surely that's it. There is no further desire to live. There is no energy nor desire for more. Lying spent, waiting, another breath is taken. Another. It seems that you are carrying on the living of life, even when it was quite clear to you that to live further would be impossible. Just that, impossible. Yet here you are doing life a breath at a time, a breath at a time, still living yet with no desire to live, still living. The thought comes that God will lead. Just take the next breath and follow. Through darkness, through light, just breathe and follow him. Step, 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 breathe. Eyes on Jesus. Step, 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 breathe. If you guide me, I can do this. Step, breathe, eyes on Jesus. Yes, Lord, I will continue to live. In you, with you, for you, through you. Thank you, Lord, for being with me. Thank you, Lord, for breathing your hope into me. Oh, my dear God, thank you for life.